Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another episode of Zdenek's English Podcast. At the moment, I'm sitting at a table in Hong Kong, which is a Chinese restaurant here in Poljebrady, and I'm recording another episode for you. This is not the first one which was recorded here. I'm recording the second one, actually. The first episode recorded here was with Peppa about his Batman show. Again, I'm not alone. You know that when I record in restaurants, I don't speak to myself. That would be ridiculous. I'm joined by my student, actually, whose name is Jorge. He's a student of mine, and I have private lessons with him. Hello, Jorge.
Hello. How are you, teacher?
I'm fine, thanks. It's really nice way to greet your teacher, to ask him how he is, yeah, isn't it?
Yes, it.
Jorge.
Yes.
Your name, it sounds Spanish. Are you from Spain?
Well, I'm born in Peru normally. My mom is Peruvian, my dad is Czech, but usually I used to live all my life in Brazil, 10 years, and then...
You live in Brazil?
Yeah, I used to live in Brazil 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my dad had a job over there, manager, I think so.
So, okay, let me clear this up. You're half Peruvian, half Czech.
Yes.
You have Peruvian nationality.
And Czech nationality.
And Czech, you have both Peruvian and Czech nationality.
Yes.
You used to live in Brazil for 10 years. You are studying Czech language at the moment. You're living in the Czech Republic. And we are speaking English. What a mess.
A mess. I'm bilingual.
You're bilingual, trilingual, quadrilingual. Amazing. Huh. How can this happen that Czech person meets a Peruvian person? It's not exactly within a stone's throw, Peru, you know? Uh-huh. It's quite far.
Yeah,
in South America, it's a different continent. Far, far away from here. How can this happen that a Czech person meets a Peruvian woman? How does this happen? Did you ask your parents how this happened?
Obviously, I asked how they met, and obviously they told me how they did. It was a job my dad has in Peru, so he...
What was his job?
Well...
He still has his job.
I don't think so. I don't remember now. But he used to travel a lot by his job. So there he met my mom, an officer.
What job was it?
I think he was like a manager from some office. Office box. I don't remember.
Okay.
And I was a little kid, so...
Okay. Did your parents used to live together?
Yes. Always.
Always in Peru?
In Peru, in Brazil, in every...
But never here, in the Czech Republic?
This is the first time I'm like
alone.
This is
the first one, the first time you're here?
Yeah, alone.
Alone?
Alone, yes.
Is this the very first time you came here? Or did you come here as a child?
As a child I come here, but...
But just for a holiday?
Holidays, maybe. Yes.
For 7 days or something
seven
like
days,
that?
7 days, 2 weeks.
So you were brought up in South American environment and you must feel... South American blood must be in your veins, right?
Yes, you can be sure of that.
Circulate in your veins. I can clearly see it, feel it. But if you compare yourself to other South Americans, do you think you look more Czech than they? You know, like you are mixed race, aren't you? So you look more?
Yeah,
you look more European than them.
Yeah, I look like European because in my class in Peru, I was the tallest person over there.
Oh, because Peruvians, they are shorter.
They're shorter, they're taller, but my...
But you were the tallest.
Yeah.
So did you play basketball with them?
Yeah, I play a lot of basketball with them.
And you were doing really well when you play basketball.
Yes, it was amazing because, oh, look, a tall man.
Everybody wanted him to have...
Yes,
to,
yes.
Everybody wanted him to play for their team.
Yes, it was that way, so... Yeah, I usually play basketball in my free times in the school. And, well, I was like the white guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it always an advantage or did someone pick on you?
No.
Nobody bullied you?
No, nobody bullied me because there were white two people. But I was like the European, the special one,
the chosen one
there.
And now you came here... And you are the ordinary one again.
Yes.
You're too usual. I mean, we have to tell our listeners that you actually asked me to record this interview with me, which is the first time on this podcast, first time in history. I'm really proud that it's so famous now that people start asking me for recording episodes with them. This is a really cool feeling. And you asked me because in one of my lessons, I told you about my podcast. I told you I recorded an episode with a Peruvian guy,
Manuel.
His name was Manuel, my friend. There was an episode with him. It was called "World with Future Peruvian Economists." He's currently studying at Czech University of Economics. And you said you want to make some things right, the things he said, because...
Yeah, because when I heard his podcast, or real podcast, I heard that Manuel is writing every point he says, but now I need to update that point.
You need to update it. You need to give us some more information about this. Well, great. That's great to have you here, and I'm all ears to listen to whatever you tell me about Peru. Now, we should actually remind our listeners that the stress in the word Peru is on the second syllable. So we say Peru. Instead of Peru.
Yes.
Maybe I said Peru in the first episode with a Peruvian. It's not a huge country, and it's a faraway country. And
it is.
I must feel really privileged that I'm interviewing the second Peruvian on my podcast. You know, some bigger countries don't make it to my podcast. Peru made it. You know, Brazil that doesn't feature in my podcast. China, I have never recorded any episode with a Chinese person, but from Peru, two people already. Isn't that amazing feeling?
Yeah, it must be.
Does it make you feel proud?
I feel proud too.
Okay, I'm kidding. So, you have listened to this episode with Manuel.
Yeah, I have listened.
Yeah. But, you can't really speak Czech, can you?
Yeah, that's the main problem of me, because I used to live with my family every time in Peru or in Brazil, as I told you in the beginning of the podcast, that my dad and my mom only speak me in Portuguese or Spanish.
So your dad can speak Spanish and Portuguese?
Yes.
And but he never spoke Czech to you? You Czech? Why do you think he never taught you Czech? Because this is quite interesting. Usually parents, it's quite actually cool to have bilingual children. And it was confirmed in some extensive research that bilingual children are generally much smarter than normal children, like me.
Yeah, like me too.
Their brain capacity is just bigger for some reason. But so why didn't he speak Czech to you?
Well, the main reason is because he traveled around the world for his job, so he never had time to talk with me in Czech. Mm-hmm.
So he was a very busy man.
He was very busy, yes. He was never home. He was, business flights, something like that. And very often I could see him.
Didn't he even try to teach you some words, like few words, like swear words, for example?
Yeah, he tried the basic one, obviously.
Yeah.
But then he gave up.
Could you say "Jak se máš," which is "How are you"?
Jak se máš.
Could you say that before you came here?
I could.
At least something.
Yes.
Right. So you came here to find your roots, maybe a little bit here, to find your identity. Do you feel it like this, or why did you come here?
I come here for studying economics. Like my dad.
Do all Peruvians want to study economics?
No.
Like Manuel and you?
Well, all the Peruvians now in my country, usually my classmates from school, they are all studying engineering and from industry, something like that, because the most Peruvians had job for that. But someone like me take a point and I will do economics.
Nice. And why here?
Why here?
Is it because of your father?
Yeah, he told me that our universities, well, Czech universities, because I'm like Czech and saying this, have a big, like,
big
deal,
name.
A big deal in the world.
Prestigious, like, or more prestigious than Peruvian universities, maybe?
Yeah, because Peruvians, the universities there is business. business, yes.
Corruption sometimes?
Corruption, like that. You pay for having your...
Oh, you pay for your exams?
Yes.
For a like degree? The,
your degree.
Which sometimes happens here too, but not so often.
Not so often. When Peru, it happens every time.
There was a scandal here, like, about 3 years ago. It was at Faculty of Law in Plzeň, okay, which is one of the major cities here in the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. It's where the Pilsner Urquell beer is brewed, actually. And there was a huge scandal that people paid for their degrees at the law faculty. This was discovered and hopefully dealt with, and it's not happening anymore, but who knows? You never know, you know?
Never know, yes.
Because people are just people, and when they know each other, when they are friends, they want to help each other, they have power.
Mm, that's true.
That's like what happens everywhere, I think. All around the world. Somewhere less, somewhere more, of course. Mm. So we came to the right place, but now you are in my town
Poděbrady, yeah.
Which is town, it's not a huge city, and you're studying Czech here.
Czech.
Like the other students I interviewed in my podcast, and my listeners already know that especially Russian-speaking students come here to study, but not so many students from South America. How many South Americans are studying here this year?
Well, in total, in Poděbrady, only South American people were 7.
It's not too bad.
It's not too
so
bad.
So which countries are they from?
There are people from Colombia, Peru, like me, Puerto Rico, Panama, Guatemala.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
Mexico.
And Mexico. Okay, Mexico is a huge country, but the other countries, like smaller ones.
Yeah, they're like Caribbean countries.
Interesting. So do you hang out together? Are you friends?
Yeah, we go out to take some, I don't know,
siesta.
Yeah, like siesta.
And eat nachos. And
nachos. Or drink
and
some
drink
beer.
Drink tequila, yeah.
Yes.
Do you speak Spanish to each other a lot?
Yeah, we speak a lot. We don't try to speak in mm-hmm. Czech. It's very confusing because we have the, like, we ask each other which word is correctly used, and they ask most of them to me because they said this must be half Czech. So
okay, they expect you to know Czech better than them.
Yes,
isn't it actually true that you are the best of them in Czech?
Like same, I could be the best if I could try.
Oh,
but I'm lazy.
Oh, we know that because you are my student. You sometimes don't do homework, right?
Yes.
Maybe this is your opportunity to perfect yourself.
Oh,
you have this wonderful opportunity to promise life on my podcast that from now on you will always do your homework in English.
Okay, I will promise.
Great.
This is now recorded.
Now it's recorded. Whenever you break this promise, I'll remind you that it is in this episode. Okay great. Sometimes I have to praise myself for my ideas. Right, we have to say that actually it must be much harder for South Americans to study Czech compared to Russians, because Russian is Slavonic language, whereas Spanish is obviously a Latin language, and the two languages, Czech and Spanish, are more distant than Russian and Czech, which are the languages of the same origin. There are similarities in the language.
Well,
in the grammar and rules.
Some of them, Czech words, it can be like, you can understand because it's...
Such as?
I don't remember now a word in Czech, but in the classes, for example,
tequila.
Oh, tequila.
You can understand the word tequila.
Everyone can understand the word.
Okay, I don't think it's a Czech word anyway.
No.
It's a borrowed word, but we know it too.
Yeah, but sometimes when I classes, in Czech classes obviously, some words are like, describe some. It, mm-hmm. and have the same,
Similar spelling, even similar
Spanish.
Pronunciation.
Spanish.
I think those words are the Latinate words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Words that come from Latin, the dead language, Latin.
The language, Latin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's talk about the culture shock you must have experienced when you came
here. A lot.
It must have been so different than to the country where you
used to live.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very...
Because I believe Brazil and Peru will be very similar.
Yeah, it is similar, but...
Not the same.
Not the same, but I will say that Brazil is more dangerous than Peru.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But when I come here to Prague, Czech Republic, I could see that people are like cold.
Cold. You mean like because of winter?
No. That, now it's winter.
They are freezing cold. They have to wear a lot of jackets.
But I came here.
You are talking about their personalities.
Yeah,
not their state of.
Not that.
Okay. Right. So you think we are cold?
I think like. Most of people
unfriendly.
Don't show his emotions and all.
Okay, you're talking about emotions.
Well, yeah, emotions. Like,
on the other hand, you are known South Americans for showing your emotions openly.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
We're more sociable.
So it was tough for you to find out that we are different, that we are less sociable, that we don't cry in the streets when you see us, we don't laugh so much as you do.
It was a shock for me. Because when I come here, I could see people like having serious faces. And,
really?
Like, I don't know, I'm the most happy person there walking with my
music. Maybe you could feel really well, you know, I'm the happiest person here. It must be a terrific feeling.
Like one person versus a million person.
Yeah, it must be a terrific feeling to be the one. It's. Anyway, you said that you had the same feeling at school where you were the tallest guy. So it seems like you always end up the last one standing. You know?
Yes, last man standing.
The last man standing, okay. So your impression was that we are not so friendly, not so emotional, a bit cold, a bit reserved.
Yeah.
But did you get to know some Czechs a bit closer?
Yeah, well, the younger Czechs, obviously.
Younger Czechs.
Because they're like my age.
Not all the Czechs like me, right? Okay. You know what? I have to tell you something, listeners. Jorge, he likes to make fun of his teachers, okay? Especially of me. And in my lessons, he told me that I lose hair. He also told me that I stammer. Sometimes speak like this.
Like this. Yes.
Normal students wouldn't tell me this, but because he's from South America, he is not afraid to express his opinions openly, right?
Yes.
So I had to deal with this. It wasn't easy for me. And then he also discovered one of my photos after I had edited him on Facebook, in which I was 19 years old. I don't know how he found this photo. It had long been lost. He dug it up somewhere, and in this photo, I actually had a uni eyebrow, listeners. I had connected eyebrows.
Okay. It was a joke, so...
It was a joke, but I still remember it. And, yeah. So that's what he does to his teachers, apparently, here. Well, aren't you afraid that one day you will just step overboard?
Well, no.
No, you will just go...
To my office.
Overboard. You will do it too much, no?
No, I don't think so.
You think you know where the limits end? Yeah?
Yes, I know where the limit ends, but if you are now like saying this to me in the podcast, you're going to Peru. This is going to be worse.
Really?
Yes.
It's going to be much worse.
Yes,
so, worse. So what should I do about my eyebrow?
Don't do nothing.
Nothing. What should I do about my hair? What should I do about my stammer?
Well, it was a hat.
Should I buy a wig?
Well, no.
Or something like that. Wouldn't
you're,
help.
You're okay
Nothing
like this.
Will help me.
You're okay like this.
I'm all right like this. Okay. I'll stand out.
Yeah,
because
stand
I'm tall, right?
Yeah, you're
I'm tall. I'll stand out. I speak Czech.
Yes.
Be nice. Anyway. Okay, before we were about to record this, you asked... When I asked you what kind of questions would you like me to ask you...
Mm-hmm.
You said that you want me to ask you the same questions as I asked Manuel. Did you really like those questions?
Yeah, because it's like comparing our countries.
Uh-huh. It's interesting to see the cultural differences, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yes. Because, for example, you ask about the people who crossed the road.
Oh, yeah, because Manuel mentioned that the traffic here is much better than in Peru.
Yes, oh, very better. And much better.
Much better.
It's much better. Yes, because I was stopped at CrossFit, and the car will stop and will let me go turn across the street. But if I do this in Peru, they will like say, they like will look at you. Mm-hmm. You aren't in my way. What are you doing there? Go away.
Okay, but listen to me. Don't lull yourself into the false sense of security.
Oh.
Right? Don't think that because the traffic is better here, people are not idiots.
Well.
Yeah, people are idiots even here.
Yes.
And some of them are really bad drivers.
Yeah,
compared to
already.
other places in Europe, actually, we are not so good, such good drivers. For example, me, myself, I don't have a driving license. I don't know if I have already told this on the podcast, but I'm telling now, listeners, I don't have a driving license and I don't care because I have my bicycle. That's all I need. But I know some friends of mine, they sometimes, you know, don't like keeping rules as well. You know, they phone while they're driving, even when they're driving me. So I'm sometimes really scared what's going to happen, you know.
Yes, that's true. Everyone can be scared.
It's important to be careful. No matter where you are, maybe in Peru it's even more important to be careful.
Yeah, there is like you can have an expensive phone there.
Really?
Yes.
You're talking about thieves?
Huh?
You're talking about thieves now?
Yes. It's like
a lot of thieves.
Yes. Like saying you're going to have an iPhone in Peru. Be sure that you will have a.
For example,
for 2 weeks only. like this, because
so for example, you're sitting at a table now. If you decided to go to the toilet, and I would for some reason follow you, which I normally don't, because I don't like following guys to the toilet. Yeah, we didn't say the listeners that you are a guy, a man, a male.
Okay, man.
So,
I'm a man.
I don't follow females either. Actually, I don't follow anyone to the toilet because I don't think it's a good idea to follow people in the toilet. But my point was that. If we for some reason went to the toilet, one after another, and left your you left your phone here,
yeah,
and we would spend there just 2 minutes. If this happened in Peru, would it not be there anymore after 2 minutes?
Be sure
this would be stolen.
It would be stolen, yes.
Even by the waiter or the restaurant manager.
Because the robbers there are clever.
They're clever
robbers. Yeah, I remember that one time I got robbed in Peru with my phone. I had my iPhone, only 1 week, unfortunately. There is some guy that's an old guy, like, I don't know, 85 years. And
so 85-year-old thief?
Yes. He dropped, glass or something like that, and say, "Young man, please help me."
Oh,
I was okay.
God.
I will help you.
Because you are old. I want to do a good deed.
A good deed.
I want to be a good person.
Yeah, and the time I got getting the thing, he dropped. I could feel fingers coming to my pocket.
Really?
I'm getting out running by my iPhone. It was like there.
Did you feel it?
I almost caught.
So he didn't. So he didn't take it.
No, I almost caught the
you almost
finger.
Caught
the robber, but the robber was.
Did he run away?
He ran away.
He was 85.
No. It was another guy.
Oh, okay. So I thought the 85-year-old guy. But they were working together
as
a team. But what did you tell the guy?
The other guy. I was screaming over there. Like, he was saying what they said. And I don't have
anything to do with it.
Yes.
But they were obviously working together.
Yeah, they were working together
as
a team. But usually the old people over there speak another language. We have their name is Quechua. Yes, and it's
a different language.
Yes, it's like the most oldest language we have in Peru. And like the older people from Peru, they all speak Quechua, like saying.
So it's like a secret language, maybe.
Like
Cockney, you know?
Yeah, like
in Britain.
Like, we can say like that.
Uh-huh.
and they come to Lima for opportunity to have a job or like something like that.
But it's a bit of a criminal job sometimes. Because they maybe don't find a job, proper job, so what they have to do is to earn money by doing something inappropriate.
Well, yes, and that does like happen to me. This old man was connected with the old, with another guy. I don't know if he was old too or younger. I haven't seen his face, but he was running faster than me.
Really? The old guy?
The other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
He was like...
Aren't they afraid of you because you're tall?
Yes.
You can beat them. Aren't they afraid of you?
Yeah, they are not afraid of me. They are like...
They're not afraid of you.
They are... Okay, you are tall.
They have fast legs.
Yes.
That's enough. Swift.
Yes.
Agile hands.
They will fight with you in group.
Okay.
If you're tall.
So this is really interesting because actually we are getting into some negative aspects of your culture.
Yes.
It's really interesting because not everyone wants to mention these things, but you're brave enough to come out of the closet and tell us about it. Very, very nice.
Yeah. Most things I will say that in Peru, normally all the people were there. We are walking the street, fighting it. That something will happen to us.
Really?
Yes.
Are you talking about the traffic now? But everything.
Like everything.
Like criminality.
Yes.
Like mugging some, each other.
Yes, like that.
Do you think, is it like that?
Yes, it's like
In the whole South America, or is it just in Peru?
So I think it's the whole South America.